see how the Shemaim is fine. So we're going to start Perek Tes now. Just an overall recap. Really, we've been doing a lot of like pratistic speaking now and explaining the difference between the Nefesh of the Kis and the Nefesh of Bahamas. And now in this Perek, we're going to start. We're not going to do very much of the Perek today, but we'll jump into it a little bit. That in the beginning of the Perek now, we're going to discuss exactly where the Nefesh of Bahamas and the Nefesh of El Kis resides in the body. Where are their makom? Where do they reside? And it's not just that's where they reside, that's where they hang out, that's where they chill, but that's their place where they are nisgala, that's the place where they go and they take action in the body and make the body do X, Y, and Z. Each one of them can feel what they hold, the Nefesh of Kis to do Kedusha things, the Nefesh of Bahamas to do not Kedusha things. So depending where they are, that's the way that they act. And really, it's very, very specific as to why it resides in this place and this resides in this place, as we'll see. I'm not sure if we're going to go so into that right now. But Bederech Klal, each one has its makom, and that's from that makom is where it resides in the body, and that's where it's in the skala, it's the spashi to the body. The body should act in a certain way. So we'll start Perek Tes. It's not going to be so much reading today. So he says, Vihine. Makom Mishkan Nefesh Bahamas Shemeklipas Noiga B'Kol Ish Yisrael Hu B'Lev. Where does the Nefesh Bahamas reside? Where is its Mishkan? Where is its Makom Mishkan of Nefesh Bahamas? The Nefesh Bahamas and the Mishkan is in the heart of the person. But we have to know, there's two parts of the heart. It's only on one side of the heart. Chalal as smoyli Shu Maled Dom B'Ksiv Ki Adam Hu Nefesh. That where does it reside? It resides in the left side of the heart. The left side of the heart is where the Nefesh Bahamas lies, because the left side of the heart is the place where, even though really the right side of the heart as well also has dam, but the main place of dam, or where the dam, like the merkazi, where the dam goes to the rest of the body, is from the left side of the heart. So the main place really where the dam resides in the heart, and the dam, the pasuk says, is ki adam hu a nefesh. So mela, if the dam is a nefesh, then the main place of the dam is where? In the heart, in the left side of the heart. So that means the main place where the nefesh of Bahamas resides in order to relate to the guf is where? In the left side of the heart. And therefore, kol ha-taivos v'isparos v'kas v'domein himbele. Therefore, all of our evil attributes of, let's say, desire, of wanting to glorify ourselves, of anger, all these different midas, where do they really stem from? Where are they nisgal? Where do they come from? They come especially from the heart itself. Umaleiv heim especially the kulaguf, and from the heart, it goes to all the other parts of the body. And not only is it to go through the whole body, and it goes up to the moyach. That a person now, because of that, he starts to think about these type of things. He starts to think about taivas. He starts to think about things that he's angry about. He starts to think and glorify himself. All the midas. So where do all these midas come from that you start to think about these type of things? That comes from the heart, from the left side of the heart, where the Nefesh HaBahamas resides. And just like, for example, literally, with the blood and the heart of the body. Just like the dam, it's placed in the heart. And from the lave, from the heart, it goes and circles around the whole entire body. And it also even goes to the head. So you see that the dam circulates throughout the whole entire body. That's like the shlita that the Nefesh Bahamas has, starting from the heart, where the dam, where the merkazi, where the, what's merkazi in English? The central focal point where the dam is. From there, it goes and branches out to every other part of the body, the dam. So too, the Nefesh Bahamas rules in all different parts of the body, just like the dam spreads out.
And the whole point of life is bechira. If you don't have a little, if the heart doesn't have a little shlita over the head, you're not alive. That's why if you don't have blood on your head.
It's true. Ah, so that was the Nefesh Bahamas. Now we're going to go to Nefesh El Kis. Ah. Makom Mishkan Nefesh El Kis. Where now does the Nefesh El Kis reside? Hu b'moichin shebarosh. It's in the brain. It's in the mind. The mind is where the Nefesh El Kis resides. U misham espashin lekol ha'ivarim. And from there it goes and it's espashin now to all, it spreads to all the other parts of the body. V'gam b'leiv b'chalal yimini. She'ein bo dam. And it even goes to the right side of the heart. The right side of the heart, be'emes, is connected to the mind. It's connected to the nefesh elokis. The lev kochim, you know, it says in the pasuk, the wise heart is to the right, meaning that on the right side of the heart, that's where the chokhmah resides. Where's the chokhmah? What does the chokhmah mean? The chokhmah means the nefesh elokis. Nefesh elokis is where it resides in the mind. So memela, on the right side of the heart, is lev kochim yiminai. That's where the nefesh elokis also resides. Also resides. It's splashed into. Depends how you want to learn it. The he, and what happens from there? What happens to the heart when the nefesh elokis is in charge of it? The right side of the heart. The avos Hashem kirishpe shel heves misla heves belev maskilim mebinim zbrinim bedaitam asher bemoichem bedivarim ma'orim es ha'ava. This is the av that he has. This is the rishpe shel heves that a person has, the fire that a person has, the burning desire that a yid has to get one to get close to the Ribbono shel Olam. Belev maskilim, in the heart of the those who are misboinim, and they think and they're using their mind. When their mind is in charge, meaning that their nefesh of the kiss is in charge, then memela, it starts to light them up on fire, starts to bring out the desires inside of them. Actually, when a person just starts from his heart, then he starts to fall. I saw one time from the Tosha Rebbe that a kelev, what is a kelev? What is a dog? A dog, he barks. He says a kelev is kol lev. A dog is kuloi lev. Kol lev, kelev, kol lev. So memela, just did not plan this, but we'll go for it. So, okay, we'll go for it. When the Klai saw they were in Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was called a golus hadas. So that means, in a very simplistic way, is that the nefesh elokis wasn't able to be in his gala. There was no ability for the nefesh elokis to be in his gala. But afterwards, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way that this time works is, we'll speak about it another time, there's a lot more, I'm sure. The way it works, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down big, big ore. Lots and lots of ore, big stuff. And that gave Moichin, it's called Galus HaMoichin. It opened up the mind. So by Yesias Mitzrayim, what happened? There was a big rush, there was a big opening of Psichos HaMoichin. There was a big Psichos HaMoichin, there was a Galus HaMoichin. That's how they went out of Mitzrayim. But when they went out of Mitzrayim, it says, what about the dogs? That no dog barked. What's the pshat that no dog barked when they went out of Mitzrayim? Because since the dog is kula lev, because he starts from the heart, because this is the difference between the nefesh of the kiss and the nefesh of Bahamas. The nefesh of the kiss starts from the mind. It starts from the mayach. Masha Enkein, the nefesh of Bahamas, where does it start from? It starts from the desires of the heart. So memela, that's a kela. A kela is kol lev. There's no moichin. There's no moichin. It's pure nefesh of Bahamas. Pure nefesh of Bahamas. So memela, when they went out of Mitzrayim, meaning when they got a psichus amoichin, when their nefesh of the kiss really came out very, very in a great way, memela, no dog barked because the dog is kula lev. Is that clear? Clear? Vechein. Simchas leva b'tferes Hashem v'ahadah goyna. So too it is when a heart that's misboinein is simchas leva, when a person thinks about the tferes Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. K'she'enei ha'chachum asher b'roisha b'mayach b'chachmazu b'nosei, when a person with his mind, he's mistaken b'yakar d'malka, the tferes gedulosa, when he looks at the yakar of the melech and the tferes gedulosa of the melech, ad ein cheker ve'ein soif v'tachlis, never ending greatness, never ending amazingness by the Rabbanu Shalom. From over Makam Akhar. Bechain Shar Midas Kedushois, Kedushois Shabalev, Hein Mechabad Shabalev. So too it is with every single Midah, which is the Kedusha, its place where it stems from, where it starts from, is always in the mind. Like we said about the dog and Mitzrayim. The difference between the Chassidim of all, they would say, how do you know that a Ratan is a real Ratan or not? And that a person has a real desire that a person has? Real desire that a person has starts, depending where it starts from. If it starts in the heart, it means that it's not a desire which is correct. It means that it starts from the nefesh of Bahamas. But when a desire starts because of your mind thinks about it, that's when you know that it's a real desire. And you see that the mind really plays with the person and his emotions. Let's say somebody's walking in the street. Let's say a person's walking in the street and somebody walks over to you and boom, smacks you on the hand. Like, what are you doing? Why are you smacking me in the hand? You'll get upset. get upset? You probably get upset. You probably want to punch him, right? Because you'd be bothered by that. Why'd you smack me on the head? But then you look down at your hand. And what do you see in your hand? You see a dangerous scorpion on your hand. Are you mad anymore? No. Why not? Because once you saw that there was something else there, and your mind understood that, so the emotion that you had, the kas that you had towards that person was taken away. Because of the thing that you saw in your hand, you understood that there's a situation over here that made me no longer be upset. So my emotion was removed when the guy smacked me on the hand. And I saw what was there. Is that clear?
What would be an example where it comes from tomorrow?
Where would you come tomorrow?
What would be an example where you have a lesson that comes from tomorrow?
So when a person, which is one of the big avodas of this Sefer and Chabad in general, is that when a person starts to contemplate, and he starts to think about Hashem, and everything that Hashem does for him, and he thinks about the greatness of Hashem, the godliness of Hashem, how Kadosh Baruch Hu, it fills the whole entire world, and there's nothing else other than the Ribbono Shel Olam in the whole entire world. So what happens is that slowly his heart starts to open up, and he starts to have a desire, a pull, a longing towards Hashem. It's like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He thinks about Hashem Echad, Hashem is unbelievable. Baruch Shem Kol Malchus. What happens after that? They have to eat Hashem Echad, B'chol Malchus, B'chol Nafshu, B'chol Mevecha. And afterwards, he goes and he starts to have an Ahava towards Hashem. He has a pull, a longing towards Hashem. Or he might start to have a yearn towards Hashem. But that's how Yom Hashem Basa El Mevecha. After you think about something, that's how Yom Hashem Basa El Mevecha. Then it comes into the heart. It's nitras into the leaf. So when you, because it's baininess, which is, I'm going to speak about this Indian in a minute. The Hezbollahness is connected to the heart. Da is a ke'avicha ve'avdeyu. Avdeyu is lashon avoyda shebaleiv. Avoyda shebaleiv is called avoyda. Avoyda avoyda shebaleiv. Da is a ke'avicha. No, ve'avdeyu. Then serve him. First, it needs to start in the moyach. And then after it starts into the moyach, it goes into the heart. And then your heart is misayre. Like when a person, you know, if they... Everybody will have children and will think about children or they think about someone they haven't seen for a long time, and when they think about it for a while, what starts to happen? Their heart starts to open up. And they think about something that you love, and automatically you're just thinking about it, starts to make a flare in the heart. Your heart starts to open up.
Right.
So the Nevi'im, that's what the Chassidim of old used to say. See, really, it gets very complicated because this avoida of his baininess, and I'm sure some might have a hard time with this, but I'm not coming from my own place. The Rebbe Rashab already talks about it. You can look in the Chassidus Meoveres, they talk about it. That really, this avoida of his baininess in the Olam of Chabad is really not an avoida we have so much nowadays. It's not really a qualitative thing like it used to be. Because we're not just talking about a person thinking. It's not what's going on over here. It's a very, very, very deep thought with tremendous, tremendous concentration on, let's say, the Achdus Hashem. And for doing that for a long period of time, like the Rashab, he used to start, like the Berserker said, at 4 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos morning, davening, and he would finish before Shkia. They were deep, deep, deep in his brain the whole entire day. The tefillah lasted the hours upon hours upon hours, deep in meditational thoughts, a very, very deep, deep thought. So they're yechidim nowadays, okay, fine, they're yechidim, they're a shu, but for the hamun am, the Rashab already started writing in Kunch's tefillah, Perek Yedalad, you can look it over there, that he starts talking about how really today, nowadays, it's not really so much for everybody. It starts with the younger generation, and then the other svarim, they expand even more, that, you know, nowadays, we don't have the kvecha rikus anymore, we don't have the kvecha concentration anymore like they used to have. But that doesn't mean that a person shouldn't try. I mean, you may not be able to do for hours and hours and hours, but there's still a big toilet for a yid to take time, you know, at least before davening, even if it's for 2 minutes, no matter how much time you could do, the best you can do, right? The best you could do before a shachar, let's say, and to think about and contemplate a little bit, to open up the heart and think about, you know, the gods of Hashem, how Hashem fills the whole world, and the achdus Hashem, and many different ways of doing that. There's still a big avodah to that. But let's say your heart is not misoyer from that. Let's say your heart doesn't get it as iris from that. But there's still a big to'elis when a person thinks about those things anyway. And I want to come now from a different perspective, maybe. Is that clear so far? Any questions? Good? So it goes like this. Everybody's going to have to... This either could be a mind opener for people, or it could be a... complete, like, I have no idea what he just said. But we'll try our best, and, you know, you ask questions, and we'll try to be melabi in the sugya together. So there's two different types of people. Somebody called an ish pinimi, and then somebody who's called an ish chitzoni. I'm not really sure how to define that in English, but that's the right word. Yeah, you call him a deeper person, a superficial person. He's ish pinimi and ish chitzoni. When the pasuk wants to talk about who's an ish pinimi and who's an ish chitzoni, so that's how the pasuk really coins Yaakov and Esav. Spoke about them last week, we'll bring them again this week. The pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu that he was an ish tam yoshev ohalim. He was an ish tam that sat inside of his tent. Asher Enki and Esav, what was he called? He was an ish sada. He went out to the field. Yaakov went inside. He went to the makom pinimi. Esav went outside. He went out to the field. That's between Yaakov and Esav. Ish pinimi and an ish chitzoni. Now, just like it is in a person, that when a person has, let's say he has evarim, his limbs. And his limbs, he has limbs which he could see. He has his fingers, he has his arms, his hands, his legs. He has things that you could look at and you could see about them, their face. All those things are part of the are evarim of the person, which are the chitzonis part of the person, the outer part of the person. But then he has parts of himself which are the inner part of him. He has his lungs, he has his spleen, he has his heart, he has the brain. Those are more inner parts of the person. So those are like the evarim pinimim of the person. So just like it is in terms of the person's body, there's the parts of him which are openly seen, are revealed, and the parts of him which are concealed. So too it is the way that he acts with others as well. There are two parts. And we spoke about these at length. We know that there's the kochos, there's the levusha nefesh, there's the machshava of a person, the dibor of a person, and the mais of a person. The dibor and the mais of a person, these two kochos of a person, what are they used for? They're used to connect himself outside of himself. I'm talking to you guys are outside of me. I am connecting to you. I am going b'chutz for myself. When I'm doing an action with something on the table, if I'm holding a sefer, I am doing an action, which is what? Me going outside myself. I'm using a koyach of myself, which is going to the world of b'chutz. B'she'enkein, the moyach of a person, the machshav of a person, where is that? That's inside of the person. That's between him and himself. Because the machshava of a person is the akoyach panimi of the person. Masha'inkein, the dibor and the mice of a person, those are more koachos, which are part of the chitzonius of a person. So a first step for a person to want to be nichnas into the oil of panimi, which we really know is where his nefesh of the kiss resides, is first by being nichnas into his oil of machshava. That a person has to start becoming a person who's a thinking person. A thinking person starts to be nichnas into his olam ha'pinimi. So that's, I would say, the first step for a person to be able to be nichnas into an olam ha'pinimi for himself. That's why, really, everybody knows, and Rashad really writes this, I wrote the lashon here, b'kdei lavo al kol davar seichel, for a person to go into any type of seichel, ola'ayim be'inim sichli, hazulaz mevabalai. If you want to get into a real something, if you really want to use your mind properly, then others are mevabalim. So you have your dibur and your mice and they go b'chutz from you, but your machshava is a panimi tikkayach, that when you're with other people, the zulas is mevabalim. The other person can be mevabalim. He'll confuse it. He won't be able to use his mind properly. It'll be mevabalim, I don't know how to say it in English. There's a certain kayach of being alone. That's why we have Yaakov. Vayivaser Yaakov levado. Yaakov, where does he go? Vayivaser Yaakov levado. Yaakov goes to a place where he's able to learn how to be levado. He's able to learn how to be by himself. But when the Sitra Akhar comes, when the Ish Chitzoni sees a person who's an Ish Pinimi, he wants to be by himself. So immediately, Vayivavik Ishimo. Right afterwards, when Yaakov tries to be levado, who comes? Esav comes. Because the Esav is a kayach of the Ish Sadeh. He's a person who's a chitzoni to a person, and the entire cousin says, "You, Yaakov, you can't be levado, because it's a big thing to hard for a person to want to be levado." And you see that nowadays, half of the fella nowadays, you see that nobody can ever be alone, right? Nobody can ever be by themselves nowadays. Everybody's either doing something. Just sit in a room by yourself nowadays for more than 5 minutes is a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. What's his name?
Same advice. People think they're going to be insane.
Yeah, they probably think they're clinically insane when they say about themselves in their mind. I'm sure that they do. But the truth is that you'll never be able to be nichnas into an olam pnimi kol zman that you don't learn how to also be alone. The ability to be alone allows a person to be nichnas into a deeper world, to bring out deeper kolkas of himself. That's, I would say, you know, the tools to be nichnas into olam pnimi. But now we'll try with Siyata Deshmaya to be explain maybe a little bit what is an ish pnimi look like. How does he look at things and the different perspective? Is that clear so far? Yeah? L'chaim, Siyata Deshmaya. So it goes like this. You know, a person, let's say he wants to go, this muscle, not everybody might appreciate this muscle, but we'll use it anyway. A person, let's say he wants to go to a tish. He wants to go to a tish. So when he goes to the tish, somebody says to him, he said, what did you see about the tish? What did I see about the Rebbe's tish? There's thousands and thousands of people. It was crazy. It was packed. It was jam-packed. It was full to the brim. There's no standing room anymore. I was like hanging on the bleachers to the left, you know, with the kids. So everybody can say about that person who went to the tish that, you know, if he really is a thinking person, he clearly missed the boat of that tish. Right? He's a complete ishvitzoni, which says that he completely missed the boat of that tish. Now you could ask a different person. You could ask the next person, what did you see about the tish? Okay, that person saw the crowd. What did you see? What did I see about the tish? The singing? Psh, the singing was beautiful. Gorgeous, gorgeous singing. The Kassov was out of this world. Okay, that person's a little bit better than the first person, right? He's not just looking at the crowd, he's looking a little bit deeper. But you can't say that that's really the person.
I think the first person, the guy who says, what's a tish?
Then you have a person, that's probably true, you're right. Then a person, he goes to a tish. This muscle I heard from my Rebbe, so we'll you have to understand this is a very, very deep muscle, and it could be hard to hear, but then you go ask the next person, what did you see about the tish? Said, was a lot of people? I don't know, yeah, there was a lot of people. Beautiful singing, but the different Torah by the tish. The Torah was an unbelievable Torah. Okay. Obviously, the different Torah by the tish is an unbelievable thing, and the Torah was beautiful, and you can't say that he's an Iskhi Tani. But if you ask the next guy, you say, what did you see by the tish? So what did I see by the tish? I saw, yeah, there was a big crowd. You know, the singing was beautiful. The different Torah, of course, the Torah was unbelievable. What I saw by the tish was that the Shekhinah was there at this tish. The Shekhinah was there. That's what I saw. I saw that there's a person in this world, like the Ran says, that is the Siddiqim of the base of Mikdash in this world where the Shekhinah resides. I saw over here that there's a person that the Shekhinah resides by. I saw the Shekhinah. That's what I saw over here. That's what a real Ish Pnimi sees by a tzaddik. He sees that the Shekhinah is over here at this tish. What does this really mean? What does this really mean? When a person, let's say he reads a book. I haven't read too many books, but I know a little bit. We read a book. And what happens when you read a book? You start reading the story, you start going through the story, and it's an interesting story. So what happens when you start reading that book and you get into the story of that book? You start to feel like you're a part of the story. You start to feel like you're being nichnas inside of that story. Right, you also feel like you're dodging the dragons and this guy and the ogres and the whatever it's called. Right, you feel like you're a part of the reality. You've nicked us into the reality of this book. So, at Ish Pnimi, what does he do? He also enters into a story. What story does he enter into? He enters into a Kadosh Baruch Hu story. That's where he enters into. The way that he also looks at this story, the way he also is nicked us into this picture, he's understanding really what's the real underlying reality over here. What essentially is going on over here? What essentially going on over here is you have a whole picture with divrei Torah and singing and people being there, but really, the real picture of here, the real story, is that the Shekhinah is at this tish, and all of that makes up the Shekhinah being at the tish and being a part of that tish. But the real story, the real underlying thing that's going on over here, the real underlying reality that's taking place over here is a Kadosh Baruch Hu story that the Shekhinah is at this tish. That's what's going on over here. A real Ish Pnimi, his whole perspective changes that he no longer has his own story. He's a part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu story, and all he sees is the Kodesh Baruch Hu story now. It's like the person who's reading the book and he goes inside the book and he's part of the dragons and the ogres and this and that, he's dodging and he has the sword in his hand, he's the bow. But, and he enters into the story. So what story does the Ish Pnimi enter into? He enters into a Kodesh Baruch Hu story. That's what Ish Pinimi enters into. Any questions on that? Is that clear? Clark?
I mean, like, just like a person gets lost, what, in the book, like, you get, like, in a sense, like lost in Hashem's world.
Like, your Ishpinimi is lost in Hashem's world. That's why he has, Ishpinimi can have a very, very hard time relating to an Ishkitan. You can't understand. How are you talking this way? How do you look at something this way? How do you look at something this way? He's looking at things in a completely different perspective. That's why, you know, what is Hashem's real desire in this world? You think it's bizarre. You know, all of us over here, we're all like dying being in this world. We're all like Hashem, like taking the Muhammad, get me out of this place. Get me out of here. Right? I want to become Kulu Ish Neshama. I don't want to be over here. I want to be Kulu Ish Neshama. But what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? No. Like the Medrash says, Ikar Shekhinah B'Tachtayinim. The main makom of the Shekhinah is B'Tachtayinim. Where is the Kodesh Baruch Hu story? What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu story? I want a base of Midrash to be built. I want to be able to find that the Shekhinah should even be in this world. And each Panimi starts to enter into that story of how important it is that the Shekhinah should be in this world. Because he started to be nishlas into the Kodesh Baruch Hu story, and that's his story now. It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu story. So what's important then? Not, I want to be cool out of this world, but I want to start knowing and seeing and appreciating this world and seeing the Shekhinah inside of this world as well. Because that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu story. That was really the difference between Noach and Avram. Between Noach and Avram. See, Noach, Chazal tells us, Zayar tells us, that Noach is Shabbos. Noach is Shabbos, whatever, there's different ways to explain that. Shabbos also is a very, very, is Pinimi. Shabbos is very Pinimi. But Avram Avinu was like the Moyadim, as Fasan says. Of course, also the Moyadim were also called the Shabbos. But what he means to say is the difference between Avram and Noach was that Shabbos is called something called Aliyas HaOlamos. Shabbos is that the whole world has an Aliyah, it goes to a higher place. The Mashal, you know, it doesn't mean that he really, really goes to the whole world lifts up off the ground. It means that, you know, let's say you have kids. So a kid, he's in grade A, grade 1, and he wants to go to grade 2. So when he's in grade 1, right, so grade 1, let's say he's on the second floor. But grade 2 is in the basement. So would you say that he had a Yerida? No. You would say that he still had an Aliyah. Why did he have an Aliyah? Because qualitatively, he went to a completely different grade. He's on a different level. I don't care that he went downstairs. The pshat is that the Eichus of that place was a completely different Eichus than it was before. He went from grade 1 to grade 2. I don't care if it's on floor 1 or floor 2. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is that the world goes up and has a higher Eichus. But on Shabbos, you're nichnas into a world like the Zohar says, which is called Yom HaDinishmas of Alav Yom HaDiguf HaKlal. It's not called a day of Guf. What that means is the way to explain it. But it's called a day of Neshama. The Peshat of Noach was that he wanted to be in a world which is Kula Neshama, that he wanted to leave this Makom. He wanted to be Kula Neshama and not come and find down over here in this world how there should be also Kedusha in this world. Avram Avinu, he went around to every single yid and he tried to find every single yid. And when he went down to the Makom HaChoshech to be able to be, that's a nefesh, so also Bukharan, he went down into this world to be able to find the Kedusha of every single Makom in this world. Because that's what each Pinimi does. And each Pinimi doesn't just stay in a world which is called Neshama, he leaves. He even finds that even in the Makom of the Guf itself, he's able to find that there's a Kedusha over there. That's how really each Pinimi looks at it. He looks at the story of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't look at his story. So, Mitzvah Shem, that's what it means. When a person, even though, let's say, we don't have the avodah anymore of his bainus that we used to have. And of course, everybody has to be mishtadal to be mizbainin. But his bainus before chakras makes you more into an ish panimi. It allows you to use your makshav, like we said before, the makshav brings you into an oil of panimi. It starts to bring you into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's story. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's story is malikul aris kevodah, it's the galus of Hashem, it's the achzus of Hashem. This is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's story when you start being nichnas into Shema Yisrael, and then afterwards, that's me'or, and you're an ava to want to connect with Hashem even more. So we should be zoicha that we should be able to slowly become more and more of an ish panimi, to try to find time to have yishuv adas before shachar, to, you know, even if it's for 2-3 minutes, or when you're walking to shul, the call of pachlos, and you're walking and you think about for 2 minutes, you know, you should think of learning also. You should think about also for 2-3, whatever time minutes that you feel is right for you. you know, the Gedulas Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, and how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malkul Ars Kivodo, and with that you go into a davening with the perspective of Amin Parna, of the story of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we zok to be nichnas into that story.
Amen.